Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building that classic old school drum and bass DJ intro feel in Ableton Live 12, where a vocal line hooks you, the atmosphere pulls you in, and then the drop hits like a door getting kicked off its hinges. The target sound is specific, crisp transients, so the consonants and little chops speak clearly, but dusty mids, so it feels like it came off an older sampler, tape, or slightly abused radio broadcast. And most importantly, glue. The vocal can't feel pasted on top. It has to feel printed into the intro like it's always been there. We're working intermediate level, so I'm going to assume you can warp audio, route buses, and use returns. I'll still call out the decisions that actually matter, because these are the ones that separate clean vocal over beat from proper jungle intro energy. First, set up the session like you mean it. Put your tempo somewhere between 172 and 176. Then decide your intro length, 16 bars if you want it tight and modern, 32 bars if you want that longer classic tease. Either is valid. The chain we build works for both. Now grab your vocal source. This can be an NC line, a radio snippet, a movie quote, or your own recorded voice. If it's clean, don't worry. We're going to age it on purpose. But the performance matters. Pick a line with attitude and a rhythm you can bounce. Short, punchy words work great. Listen. Inside, select a, are you ready, that kind of thing. Warping, for spoken phrases or anything you want to stay natural, start with Complex Pro. Set formants around 100 as a middle ground. If your vocal is more like a sample chop kit and you want crisp edges, test beats mode instead, and make sure transient loop is off so it doesn't smear. Do not let warp mode decide the vibe accidentally. Choose it based on the role, smooth lead phrase versus percussive chopped stabs. Before you add any processing, do the unsexy but crucial part. Clip gain and micro fades. Zoom in, especially if you're slicing. Add tiny fades, like 2 to 10 milliseconds, at the start and end of edit so you don't get clicks. Then pull down any single word peaks with clip gain. The reason is simple. If your Dynamics processors are reacting to random peaks, you'll never get consistent bite. You'll get that annoying some words explode, some disappear problem. Now let's make the vocal bounce like it's part of the drums. If you want the most control, right-click the vocal clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track, Slicing by Transients. Now you can play your vocal hits like a drum rack. This is where old-school energy really comes from, treating the vocal like percussion. Lay out a call and response. Put the main phrase every 4 bars, so it feels like an identity tag. Then add shorter chops on offbeats, especially the end after 2 and 4. And leave gaps on purpose. Drum and bass intros breathe. Bass is part of the groove. Next, open the groove pool and try a shuffled break groove or an MPC-style swing. Start at about 15 to 25% groove amount. Don't overdo it. You're not trying to turn the vocal into a funk drum loop. You're trying to make it lean the same way the breaks lean. Alright, core vocal chain time. We'll build it in a deliberate order. Clean up first, then transient crispness, then dusty mid character, then glue. First device, EQ 8, pre-tone shaping. High pass around 80 to 120 Hz with a 24 dB slope. You're killing rumble and handling noise before it hits anything else. Then a wide dip around 250 to 450 Hz, maybe 2 to 5 dB, just to keep low mid boxiness from multiplying later. If the vocal is biting or shouty, do a gentle trim around 3 to 5 kHz. Not a surgical destroy it cut, just a little discipline. Next, a gate. The goal isn't to make it sound gated in an obvious way. Unless that's your aesthetic, the goal is to tighten the spaces between phrases so the intro feels intentional. Set the threshold so it closes between lines. Set return around 100 to 200 milliseconds, so tails don't get chopped in a gross way. And use the gate sidechain filter so it's not reacting to low junk. Now we do the fun part. Drum bus on vocals. Yes, drum bus. This is one of the fastest ways to get crisp, controlled articulation without doing that brittle boost 12k and prey move. Set drive somewhere around 2 to 6. Keep crunch low at first, like 0 to 10. And then use transients as your crisp knob, anywhere from plus 5 up to plus 20 depending on how aggressive you want it. Turn boom off, because boom will mess with the low end of a vocal and make you chase problems. Then match output level so you're not fooling yourself with loudness. If it sounds better only when it's louder, it's not better, it's louder. Now, because we just made transients more obvious, we need to handle sibilance intelligently. Ableton doesn't label a stock de-esser as de-esser, so we're going to do it with multiband dynamics. Drop in multiband dynamics after drum bus. Focus the high band crossover so the high band is really living around 5 to 10 kHz. Solo that high band briefly so you can hear what you're controlling. Then use downward compression on that band, ratio around 2:1 to 4:1. Set threshold so sibilance tuck by about 2 to 5 dB. You want the SSS to sit down, but you don't want the vocal to sound like it's lisping or covered by a blanket. Now we build dusty mids. Add saturator. Choose soft sine or analog clip. Drive around 2 to 8 dB depending on how raw your source is. Turn soft clip on. This is where the printed feel starts happening. But remember, saturation multiplies mud. That's why we cleaned earlier. After saturator, add another EQ8 for tone. Here's the trick. Dusty mid isn't just boost 2K until it hurts. It's density. Start with a gentle wide bump somewhere between 1.2 and 2.5 kHz, like plus 1 to plus 3 dB, wide Q. Then roll the very top slightly, with a high shelf down 1 to 4 dB starting around 10 to 12 kHz. That's how you avoid modern sparkle and keep it more vinyl era. If it gets nasal, notch lightly around 800 to 1.2 kHz. Now glue the vocal itself. Add glue compressor. Set attack around 10 milliseconds so consonants still punch through. Set release to auto or around 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2:1. Pull threshold down until you see about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. This is not a smash. This is a sit down and behave compressor. And again, level match. Makeup gain should bring you back to the same perceived loudness. At this point, do the 3-stage loudness check while you dial crispness. First, listen at normal level and get it feeling right. Second, drop the vocal track by 8 dB. If the consonants vanish completely, you were relying on loudness, not articulation. Fix it with transient shaping and timing, not just volume. Third, bring the vocal back up and lower your monitor volume. If it turns spitty or icy at low monitoring, you've overcooked the upper mids or transient emphasis. Back off. Now we add space, but we're going to do it the DNB way, returns, not inserts, so the dry vocal stays punchy and the space blooms around it. Create a return for echo. Set time to 1/8 or 1/4 dotted for that jungle bounce. Feedback around 15 to 35%. Filter it, high pass around 250 to 500 Hz, low pass around 5 to 8 kHz so the repeats don't clutter or get shiny. Add a touch of modulation for that tapish movement, but subtle. You want motion, not seasickness. Create a return for hybrid reverb. Use a plate or a short room. Decay around 0.8 to 1.8 seconds. Predelay 15 to 35 milliseconds so the vocal stays upfront and intelligible. Inside the reverb EQ, high pass around 250 to 400 Hz and low pass around 7 to 10 kHz. Now, crucial DNB move. Duck the returns. Put a compressor on a reverb return, and optionally on the echo return too. Turn on sidechain. Feed it from your kick and snare, or even a ghost kick if your intro drums are too filtered to trigger cleanly. Ratio around 4:1. Fast attack. Medium release. Aim for 2 to 6 dB of ducking on hits. That gives you a huge vocal atmosphere that never steps on the groove. If your break is busy even in the intro, you can also sidechain the vocal track very subtly from the snare. We're talking 1 to 2 dB of dip on snare hits. Just enough that the break owns the moment and the vocal feels like it's sitting in the same world. Now we do the real glue move, busing. Route all vocal layers to a vocal bus. On that bus, do a tiny bit of EQ cleanup if needed, then a glue compressor for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Then a limiter lightly catching peaks. Not flattening, just catching. Then create an intro bus. Route your Atmos, FX, and the vocals to this intro bus. But do not include your whole mix or your full drop. This is just the intro world. On the intro bus, add glue compressor with attack around 30 milliseconds, release auto, ratio 2:1, aiming for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on loud moments. Then a very light saturator, drive 1 to 3 dB, soft clip on. This is the printed to the same tape feel. It's subtle, but it's the difference between layered parts and one coherent intro. Let's talk arrangement, because processing alone won't give you old school. The structure is the vibe, bars 1 to 8, T's, Atmos pad, maybe vinyl noise low in level, a vocal phrase with filtered delay, and a light break loop high past so it's not bringing full weight yet. You're hinting, bars 9 to 16, build, Add more break layers, maybe bring in a second vocal chop that answers the first. Start opening filters slowly. You can literally automate EQ shelves or auto-filter cutoff on the drums, and slightly increase echo feedback as you approach the transition. If you're going to 24 or 32 bars, bars 17 to 24 are tension, shorter chops, more frequent. Add a riser or siren, but keep low end controlled. And here's a classic move, remove the kick for one bar at the end, so there's a suck-in effect. You can even let the reverb bloom there, because the ducking will stop and you get this inhale before the impact. Bars 25 to 32, pre-drop. One final iconic line, like are you ready, then a hard mute on FX for half a bar, then impact into the drop. That half bar silence is money. It makes the drop feel twice as big. Automation targets that matter. Echo feedback rising into transitions, then pulled back. Reverb decay longer before the drop. Then cut right at the drop so the drop is clean. EQ high shelf slightly darker early, slightly brighter near the drop. And even drum bus transients. A tiny increase near the end can make the last phrase feel like it's pushing into the impact. Now, a few common mistakes to avoid while you're dialing this. 1. Overbright crisp. If you boost 8 to 12k too hard, it stops sounding old school and starts sounding brittle and modern. Get crispness from transient shaping and from compression timing, not from treble boosting. 2. Too much reverb. Intros love space, but intelligibility dies fast. Pre-delay helps, return EQ helps, and ducking is the real fix. 3. Saturating before cleaning low mids. If you saturate mod, you get more mod. Always high pass and discipline 250 to 450 before heavy drive. 4. Skipping bus glue. If you only process the vocal, it can still feel pasted on. The intro bus glue is the secret sauce.